Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Yuma, Daf Chav Gimel, and we are on our discussion, the last couple of lines before the Mishnah, and we discussed the order and the fact that the Kohen Gadol's morning begadim are worth more than the afternoon begadim that he wore, the pilusin. We saw that the morning had a special material, and the Mishnah says that you could use the hind of it in the afternoon, even though that's a secondary type. Why doesn't it just say the lower level type of the category one to teach us that you're even allowed to use the category two, the hind of it? And the Gemara said similar type of idea that we have by the oil in the Mishnayos and Maseches Menachos. The Gemara now says, my kadun, meaning my kadun, where we're up to, what's the source that the morning begadim have to be worth more and more expensive material than the afternoon begadim? And it's the same same big day kahuna. There's the big day lavan, and they can't wear different types of begadim, but you know, different quality. So my kadun, right? What exactly is the source? As the Carbonator says, umay taima shall arviz garua mishal shachris. Right, what's the difference? What's the source? So Reb Nachman, Mishem Reb Nachmana, b'shachar k'siv bad arba pamim. Regarding the morning, it says the word bad four different times, and that's tadarshin shiyeh muvchar shebabad. It should be chosen, the chosen bad. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, he quotes all of the psukim. Uvalo ufasha is bigdei habad, and the other psukim relating to bad. So four times. So b'mincha k'siv bad, and mincha only says bad once. And therefore, you learn that it is worth less. Ma'isa Rabbi Shmuel ben Piabi Shalavash Kasones b'me'amana. It was worth 100. Right? We said that there's a minimum, and then he could add on from his own as long as he's maktashit to the tzibur. So he wore this fancy, expensive v'al of hikrav al gabi ha'mizbeach, and he went and was makrav on the mizbeach. Ma'isa Belozer ben Charsom Shalavash Kasos b'shtei ribo. Love it. Kastos shtei ribo is 20,000 to 10,000, 20,000 mana. The Allah v'hikrav agabi amizbeach v'horidu oso echav hakohanim. And the kohanim were very uncomfortable when he went up to do this avodah. Why? It was such fancy material that it looked like it was see-through, and therefore it looked like they could see his body under it. And he was like, "What are they doing?" Shehayanira bitocha arum, because it was such a fancy material. And they thought he wasn't even wearing any begadim. So he wanted to show them, that, no, of course he's wearing begadim. Or he wanted to show how fancy it was. Different pshatim. Mile oso mayim. What did he do? He dunked the begadim in water. V'sibei v'sam mizbeach sheva pa'amim. And he walked around the mizbeach seven times. Well, why did he do that for? Says the Pnei Moshe, he wanted to show what a fancy material was. He would dunk it in water and walk around seven times, and he would show not one drop would drip out. It was such a thick beged that the water stayed in. So you, know, you think it's arum. It's so thick, right? Says the Pnei Moshe, lo yatsu hamayim imena. The water didn't go out. Shekol kachaisa ave. It was so thick. Ulaharos. And to show, shimhi ave. Harbe, if it's very thick, yafihi ma'od. It's very good material. Umutz heves. Ukikliz chuchis ave. It's like a thick glass kli. But to know that it is very special, I'm doing this for Hiddur Mitzvah. The Karban Eda says maybe he filled it with water to make it not see-through. And then maybe that somehow closed up any of the areas that would have been not appropriate to show. So Rabbi Elazar ben Charso, this goes here. Remember the parallel where this comes up in the Bavli, and that's he's one of the three. That's Mechayev. Rabbi Elazar ben Charso was very rich, right, as is discussed here. But this was the Gemara in the Bavli, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that there are three people that are Mechayev, all of Klal Yisrael. Hillel and Yosef and Rabbi Elazar ben Charso. That's the story of Hillel going up on the roof, and he wanted to learn Torah. The beginning of the story. Ani va'ashir va'rasha ba'in ladin. In the Asin Lavo, a poor person, a rich man, and a Rasha. A Rasha here, the context seems to be somebody who has a strong Yetzihara. Right? They all come to din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Alani omrim lo, mipnei ma'lo asakta b'Torah. And the Ani says, to the Ani, it is said, why don't you learn? Ani ayisi v'tarid b'mizonosai. I was so tired, I had to make a living, I had no money. Were you more ani than Hillel? And Hillel made it work, right? Hillel couldn't afford to get into the Beis Medrash. He didn't have his tarpeik, and he went onto the roof, and it started snowing on him, as we know, and it says dafka snow on him. Maybe it wasn't snowing on everyone else, but it was snowing on him, and Shmai Vavtayan looked up, and they realized who he was. That's the whole story with the ani. Ashir omrim lo, b'bnei malo asakta b'torah, im omer ashir ayisi, I was so busy with my investments, I couldn't focus and concentrate. We say to him, hi, ashir ayita yotib erlozer ben charsom, right, our man, right here. And who is he? Right, he was, he had many different cities and many different boats, and he covered himself up, and he didn't, go around and show who he was, and they, one time they even made them pay the toll. Because even though they didn't know, he said, no, you have to pay for Rabbi Charsom. I am Rabbi Charsom. And number three is Yosef HaTzadik, right? With his Yetzirah, with Eishes Potiphar. And the Gemara ends off by saying, Nimsa Hillel Mechayev Esho Aniyim, Rabbi Ben Charsom Mechayev Esho Ashirim, Yosef Mechayev Es HaRishayim. The, each one of them were saying, Mechayev. So ask them about the Bali Musar of Chayim Shmolevitz. Mechayev, what does Hillel have to do with me? Hillel was Hillel. He was like, I'm an ani, and so what does Hillel have to do with me? So what do you see from the Gemara? He has to do with me. He has to do with me. It must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that deep inside me, I have the koach of Hillel. I have the koach and of Reb Lezer ben Charsom. I have the koach of Yosef HaTzadik. The Sichas Musar writes this in Maimar Lama Tes. V'nei kol haroe yish tomeim. Mipnei ma hanhagasam shal gdoli olam halalu mechayeves kol boi olam mechol adoros. Hashem's gonna ask me why I wasn't Rabbi Zusha, right? Not gonna ask me why I wasn't my brother, right? So what is, what's this Gemara? Vinira, it must be that, you know, it's, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that it's within us, and, we're in the same Parsha, and, Kodesh Baruch Hu can demand it. And he continues there, related to that as well. There is a fascinating Rav Soloveitchik suggests at the beginning of Vayera, beginning of Vayera, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu, to Bikur Cholim, and Rashi quotes there that it says, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'oel. Yoshev is spelled Chaser. So Rashi quotes Yashav Ksiv, Bikesh Lamod. Avram wanted to get up when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shev Va'ani Emo. No, you can sit. You can sit. I'll stand. Simin, v'ata simin l'banecha, sh'asir ana adni l'hisyatzev v'adas ha-dayanim. It's a simin that in the future the dayanim are going to sit, and I'm going to come to the dayanim, and I'm going to stand, Elohim nitsa badas kel. Right? The judges are going to be in, Hashem's going to stand, the judges are going to sit, so you two, now you sit. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what does this have to do with the Bezdin? Right? What does the Bezdin have to do with, Avraham Avinu now, doing Bikur Cholim? Hey, it's a nice remez. Sitting and standing. What does that have to do with Dayanim? So, the, so Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter quotes this in Nefesh HaRav, but Rav Soloveitchik quoted this Gemara about Mechayev. Mechayev. And, he said, what, he says, the juxtaposition of Bikur Cholim and Hafichas Stom. And Avram starts, trying to, defend Stom and to go back and forth. It's the, you know, people of Stom might have said, well, you know, look at society today. It's impossible. It's impossible to have had good midos. You know, it's not, it's beyond our control to be able to have be a good person. So you can't destroy us. Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is Mechayev Sodom. Right? So it's not a judge in the normal case, in the normal way that a judge is used, but Avram's behavior, just like Hillel and Rosh Ben Charsom, Avram's behavior is Mechayev Sodom. And that's why, amazingly, he adds on here at the end, why is it, right? We know the three malachim that came to Avraham. And every malach can't do more than one shlichus, Rashi quotes. So you have the three malachim. One to tell Sarah that she's going to have a baby. And one to be a mevaker chol Avraham. And one to be behapich stom. Why'd that third malach have to go? Right? What did that third malach do by the first visit? He just hung out outside? Right? Why did the haficha stom malach have to go and visit Avraham? He didn't want to be alone? The answer is because that's part of the haficha, right? If he goes, then he's going to go, and they're going to say, what do you mean? It's not our fault. We couldn't. No, I was just by Avram Avinu. He doesn't live so far from you. And, you know, he is the one, he's Mechayev, and he tells you that it is possible. It is possible. And that's what they said. High time, move on. Mami, my time initially was Shnei Malach Ve'elu B'yachad. Michal, Midas Rachamim, Lavasar, Ledas Yitzchak, Gabriel, Midas Adin, Lafok Estom, Ma'inin Zelazet, right? They're Tolui Zebazet. They're Tolui Zebazet because you see what Avram did, and therefore you know that is the Mechayev. So again, that is the Rabbi Elizabeth Harsom, quoted here, who wore the very fancy Begadim. And he is Mechayev Kal Yisrael. Okay, we continue in the next Mishnah. Balo Eitzel Paro. So now the Kohen Gadol has, the Trumas Hadeshin has been done, the Karban Tamid has been done. Right, the Karban Tamid, he put on his Big Days Av, and he did the Karban Tamid, and now he comes to the first unique Avoda of Yom Kippur. Balo Eitzel Paro, he comes to the Par, the first time he's going to do Vidui, he comes to his Par, after he wore, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out, Acher Shalavash Big Day Lavan. So he comes after he puts on the Big Day Lavan. Even though this is going to be done outside, this is already a part looked at as Avodas Pnim, according to that. So Balei Tzaparo Paroi Omed Bein Ulam Al Mizbeach. Where was his cow standing? His cow was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. What's the Ulam? The Ulam was the antechamber. If you go from west to east, so you have the Kodesh Kadashim, and then in front of the Kodesh Kodashim, you have the Heichal, going from west to east. Right in the Heichal, you have the three special menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZahav. And then, continuing from west to east, you have an antechamber. You have a section connected to the Heichal that's like an outer room. It's wider than the Heichal. It's right more north and more south. That's the Ulam. And then you have space. Then you have space, I don't know, 20 plus Amos. And then you have the Mizbeach. Then you have the Mizbeach going out. In the south over there, you have the Kiyor. The Kiyor is also between the Mizbeach and the Heichal. But that's the area. That's the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. That's where the animals are. Why did it stand there? Such a kadosh place. You bring a cow, right, to the west side of the Mizbeach. Yisraelim are never allowed there, right? Yisraelim are only allowed, for the first 11 Amos on the east side of the Azara, all the way on the other side of the Mizbeach. What's an animal doing there? The answer is you don't want it to be so difficult for the Kohen Gadol. You want it to be close. So the Kohen Gadol is going to have to take the blood and go inside to the Heichal. So you don't want it to be so far. So that's why he's just going to shecht his animal here. He's going to do smicha here and do shechita here. And then he's going to go right in to the Heichal. That's why it's close to this area. That's what the Bavli says. So Bavli, so paro pari, oh, maybe a little mizbeach. Rosho ledaro mupanav lamayrav. The way the animal was situated, the animal was facing north-south. North-south. The animal's tail was in the north. Its head and the front was in the south. But they turned his head to the west. Right? They turned his head, pun of Lamira. They turned his head, why was it situated like that? Right? Because the west is always chashuv. You want the animal to the west. It's pnei or moed. The problem is, if you have the animal east-west, so then if the animal defecates, if the animal goes to the bathroom there, it's right to the, in front of the Mizbeach. It's not appropriate. It's disgusting. So that's why you have the animal facing north-south. So just in case it goes to the bathroom, it's not towards the Mizbeach. But you face it to the west so that the animal's faced as he at least fulfills Pnei Ohel, Pnei Ohel Moed. The Ritva quotes a Medrash, which we don't know where it is. The Ritva right here on this Gemara quotes the Medrash. He says, where's the Ritva here? Ritva says, Hayamabed Yerechosav, not only was it standing where it is for a second, but first, it was standing at a little higher so that only the front part of the animal was Bein Ulam V'Lamizbeach. The back part of the animal was a little even further north. So it wasn't even between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. It was only the front, it was Meduyuk, exactly where the animal was. But the Ritva says, Ube Medrash, me olam lo hirbitz galolim. The cow never relieved itself on Yom Kippur. Ela she'ilon alisboch alanes. But we can't be sobech alanes. So in the footnotes, lo matzatika es. I don't know where this Medrash is, but the Medrash says that added on to the miracles that happened, the Kohen Gadol never, became carry on Yom Kippur, so the animal never, relieved himself. In that way. So this is where the animal is. The cow is there between the ulam and the mizbeach. Rosh Ladaram upanam lamayrav. Hakohen obed b'mizrach upanam lamayrav. The kohen stands to the east of the animal, and now the animal's between the kohen and the ulam. Upanam lamayrav. The kohen's facing west. Samach shteyadav alav v'nisvada. And what does he do? He does smicha. The smicha, he with his b'chol kocho. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, the first Minchas Chinuch in Sefer Vayikra, that's where he has three pages on smicha. Because that's the first carbon discussed, the carbon ola. So that's where everything you want to know about smicha, that's the Minchas Chinuch, the first mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra. So he puts his two hands on it, umizvada. V'kachaya omer. And he does vidui. We know vidui is done on every chatas and every asham and even every ola. Right? We said the misvadeh for an ola is also machaper for lavidita glasays and bitalasays and even for shlamim. Remember the Rambam says yireli, the end of paragimel of Maaser Karbanos. So the Rambam says yireli, even though there's no vidui done, there's divrei shevach. He says something. Say something when you do the smicha. So the smicha, yeah, this is a chatas. V'kacha ya'omer, ana Hashem. We're familiar. Chata avisi, pashati, chatasi lefanecha ani ubeisi. This is the first of his viduyim for him and his family. Beisi, even though we had beisi, the first daf, we had beisu zu ishto, but beisi, we assume this means maybe more, maybe here it means his whole family. It does vidui. Ana Hashem, kaperna, lavonos, v'lapshoim, v'lachatoim. To all the different types of sins. Sha'avisi, visha pashati, visha chatasi, levadecha, adiyabesi. As is needed, kakasa, besoras, moshe, avdecha, kivayom, azay, yechaper, aleichem, begomer. And, quotes the pasuk, like we say this on Yom Kippur. On Hashem. We know this is a different type of vidui, and the Achronim point this out, than Hilchas Tshuva. Right, Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam talks about the three parts of vidui, where the Rambam talks about there's charata al ha'avar, and the first mentioning the chet, and then feeling bad about the chet, charata al ha'avar, and kabbalah al ha'asin. Those are the three parts of vidui that's always needed. And the Rambam says, kol amar ba'reza meshubach. Here there's no, you don't have the three parts, so it must be a different type of communal vidui that he says, rechatasi avisa pashati, he says what he did, there's no charata, and there's no kabbalah. Right, there's only the mentioning of the chait. So it must be a different type of vidui. Also, ana hashem, it's an unusual that it says here, hashem. Here, this shame is the, according to most, it's the yud kei vav kei. Right, it's when it's said. Not the long name of shem hashem, but it's the shem hashem that's, we never say, we just say ado. But it says yud kei vav kei, which is said by the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. So that is what Hashem here means. If you look in the Mefarshim on Mishnayis, look in the Tosfos Yantif here. Tosfos Yantif says here, Ulefi shehu omer Hashem kichsavo, because this shame is as it's is pronounced as it's written, Lefichach lo hiskiru atana elatani Hashem. That's why it says the word Hashem, the name here, right? He shin mem. Doesn't say a hey with a smidgen. It doesn't say some other semel, some other symbol that symbolizes Hashem's name, but he says that's why it says Hashem. That's what we have in our machzar on Yom Kippur. We say Hashem because this is where the Kohen Gadol says the shame, and that's what we're emphasizing by writing the word Hashem here. Umi titznan lefnei Hashem titarai. What about the hemshich lefnei Hashem titharu? And there it says when the pasuk is quoted. Well, here it says Vagomer, but Lashem, that's just, it has a hey, right? I thought that's also X, right, verbalized. No, because there it's quoting a pasuk. It's quoting a pasuk, you could just say a hey, but otherwise it's, Hashem. And we tell the Hashem to Torah, Belashon HaKasuv, Avagav to Kohen Gadol, Kichsavo Amro, Shmamina, de Belashon HaKasuv, Loboy Lashnuye, Elashanu Bekinuyo. It just says the hey there. But again, this is where Shem Hashem is quoted, said by the Kohen Gadol. So on Hashem, he quotes this, and the Hain Onin, last line in the Mishnah, Hain Onin Acharav, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchus Sol Yalam Bo'ed. And we say Baruch Shem as a reaction, right? That's a Gemara also in the Bavli. Maybe we'll get to this also, but I'll read it now from the Bavli. The Bavli says in Daf Lamed Zayin, this where this is mentioned here, says the Gemara of Hain Onin Acharav, Tanya. Rebbe Omer, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havogodel Elokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to him and react. That's the din of saying Baruch Shem. Amar lehem Moshe li Yisrael, right? The pasuk in Zos HaBracha. Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, B'shar Shani Maskir Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Havu Godel. Would I call Hashem Hashem, ascribe greatness? Right, Kishem Hashem Ekra. This is also, if you remember, one of the sources, one of two sources for Zimun. Right, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Right, when we say, where's Zimun? Rabbi Sinai Varech is like the introduction. That's not really part of the Zimun. That's just like, guys, let's bench. Right, but it starts with Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach Me'atov Yad Olam, calling out Shem Hashem, and then everybody answers. Right, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. Right, and then Bershus. Right, Mevorach. Right, well, if it's depending on how many people, but that's one of the sources for Zimun. Also, God bless Hashem Iti. But this is Kishem Hashem Ekra. But what else is this the source for? Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah. Brachas Chaf Aleph in the Bavli. Kishem Hashem Ekra, right? This is the source for Birchas HaTorah. Minayin leBirchas HaTorah lefanehem and HaTorah sheneemar. Kishem Hashem Ekra. Havu Godel leElokeinu. And the Gemara says Birchas HaTorah lefaneha, lachareha, Birchas HaMazon, right before and after. So if Soloveitchik asked, right, how could you have the same halacha, same pasuk, teach me two different things? Yumalamid Zayin, Kishem Hashem Ekra is the makar for saying Baruch Shem when you hear the name of God, the Kohen Gadol, and the Beis HaMikdash. And Brachas Chaf Aleph, you have Kishem Hashem Ekra teaches me the Yafzei Berachas HaTorah. Two different halachas. Answer, it's the same halacha. Because Torah is Shem Hashem. Like the Ramban says in the Hakdama to his commentary on the Torah, all the Torah on a deeper level spells out Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spells out Shem Hashem, and therefore when we say Birchas HaTorah, right, so that itself is a fulfillment of just like we hear Hashem's full name, we bow down, that's a reaction. So when we learn Torah, we say a bracha, right? They're both reactions to coming into contact with Shem Hashem, and that's how you could have Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel. That's Reb Chaim's suggestion, also quoted by his son the Griz in the Sefer on the Rambam. That's the reason that he thinks that women have to say Birchas HaTorah, right? Based on Kishem Hashem Ekra, right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. And the question is, why? Why do women have to say Birchas HaTorah? The Gemara says that they're potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So some say that, well, there are chayiv in certain parts of Talmud Torah, right? The Rama says in Yaradeya, women have to know Dalat Chalki Shulchan Aruch. Women have to know all mitzvahs that apply to them. So obviously they have to learn it, so maybe that's why. So the Mefarshim explain, yeah, but that's not because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's because of the mitzvahs. Because women have to keep Shabbos, they have to learn about Hilchos Shabbos. Because women have to, so it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah per se. So again, would that be enough for Birchas HaTorah? So some say, oh, the Gra, well, it's like women say brachas on Zman Gromis. Women can say a bracha on Lulav and Shofar and Sukkah, even though they're not obligated in those mitzvos. So too, that's the application here. That also doesn't work. Why? Because this is the Shulchan Aruch talking. The Rama says that women can say, brachas on Zman Gromis. The Shulchan Aruch does not paskin that way. Rabbi Yosef Cairo, based on the Rambam, women cannot say a bracha on Lulav and Sukkah and Shofar. They cannot. Right? So that can't be. Again, the Gra must mean a parallel, not an exact, because the Gra knows that. But the third idea is that, no, like Reb Chaim says, Torah ta'un bracha. Even more than the gavra woman, it's the chefsa shel Torah that requires and demands a bracha. Because when a Jew comes in contact with Shem Hashem, with the divine, there has to be a reaction. There has to be a shevach, that is, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Leilokeinu. Right, and that's why women, Torah ta'un bracha. That's what the requirement is, and therefore women, and there's other nafkaminas also. If you say parts of Torah as tefillah, do you have to say Birchas HaTorah before that? Like sometimes slichas, if we say slichas early in the morning and we say psukim, do you have to say Birchas HaTorah before that? Right, is that considered Torah ta'un bracha? That's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it still might be Torah ta'un bracha, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you say Torah, balashan sachnunim, whether it would require Birchas HaTorah. Okay. Good. Says the Gemara, Ezu utzfona shal mizbeach, shukasha b'shchidas kachi kachim. Which part of the north? We know kachi kachim have to be shechted on the north side of the mizbeach. Which part? So we're going to have, let's just say it outside for a second, a three-way machlokas. Which part of the mizbeach is good for kachi kachim? Either directly due north of the mizbeach, that's one shita, or not only due north, but also northwest of the mizbeach. right? Or not only due north and due northwest, but also due northeast of the Mizbeach. Three different dayas. So basically, why are we quoting this through in Machlokas here? Because our Mishnah, which says that the cow is shechted on the west side, the northwest side, has to be according to that opinion, right? That opinion that says that it's allowed to be shechted there. Allowed to be shechted there. According to the one that says that it can only be shechted on the due north, it's not due north, right? So it wouldn't be like that at Deya. So he's from Shemazesh, Tzvoni, going from the wall of the Mizbeach straight due north. Ad Kinegar call Mizbeach, Yeshdam Kishloshim Ushtaim Amma, 32, Divrei, switch the Girsa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, because that's the Girsa that we have in the Bavli. The Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says due north. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kineged Beis HaChalifos. No, it could even be north of the place where they kept their knives. That was in the side of the Ulam, which is on the northwest of the Mizbeach. So even north of that, Kineged Ben Ulam HaMizbeach, Vakosal HaZara, HaTzvoni. Switch that gear some. Right, so again, that's not only due north, but northwest. So the Mishnah could be like that, Shita. Rabbi Mosef, Makab Jesus, Ragli Yisrael. Right, or Rabbi Mosef, even east. The So 11 amos, achas esrei amos, welcome to Jesus, ragli akonim, achas esrei amos, miki rishol mizbeach, hatzvoni, varkosel azara, habizrachi. So even northeast of the mizbeach. So the Mishnah could be either like shitas that say it could be northwest or it could be anywhere. Right? There are different shitas that say. So anyway, this is a three-way machlokas. Where the north side of the Mizbeach is. Could you shecht it on top of the Mizbeach? So that's a Mishnah in Zvachim. In the sixth parak, kachim, whether you shecht it Barosh HaMizbeach. Okay, we skip the next line. Rav Mifakir Tamudi. Rav was talking about the Shechita. We spoke about the Shechita of this par. Rav told his Talmidim, B'chol Asar HaVitoyin, we're going to have Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Girsa here. Oh, wherever every place you have, HaVitoyin Zorik, Chutz mipara, havitani shochet. What does that mean? Right? Always say zorek, meaning a zar cannot do zrika, zrika sadam, but a zar can do shchita. A zar can do shchita for anything. For all, even the special karbanas, a zar can do shchita. We've touched on that in the past. Shchita k'shir bazar, except for paraduma. Mipara, havitani shochet. But by paraduma, I have the girsa of the kohen is shochet. The Kohen is Shochet. A Zar can't shecht the Paraduma. Even though that's, ironically, that's done on Har HaZeisim. Right? It's not even done in the base of Migdash. But so that's the first day. Right? Shechit is Kshir Bazar, always except for the Paraduma. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, no. Lo matzon a Shechit Psula Bazar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. There's never a Shechit that's possible Bazar, even Paraduma. Even Paraduma, the Shechit can be done by a Yisrael. Hesav, Rabbi Chiyah Barba. One second. V'aksiv, v'shachat v'hiza. Don't we have by the paraduma v'shachad, and we compare that to v'hiza, the sprinkling. So mahazoya lohokshra b'isha ki'ish, just like the hazoya cannot be done by a woman, and we assume cannot be done by a zar. So avshchita lohokshra b'isha ki'ish. So to the shchita. So don't we compare v'shachad and v'hiza? So you see from that drasha that Kohen has to do the shchita of the paraduma. Kasha on Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says that even a Yisrael could do it. So Gemara first says, who says a Zara is like an Isha? There are different levels of Psulim. Amarle, Hare Hazaya Meimeha. We know there's the sprinkling of the water, right? The water with the ashes of the Paraduma. Hare Ki Kshera Bizar. A Zara is allowed to sprinkle the water of the Paraduma. Upsula B'Isha. And a woman can't. That's a Mishnah in Para. Question mark. So don't, just because a woman cannot do the Shechita of the Paraduma, who says that a Zara can't do the Shechita of the Paraduma? So Amar Leis, so the Gemara says, no, don't bring me rayas from the water. Taman, by the Hazoyas Mayim, less Ksiv Kohen. It doesn't say Kohen there. Veleda Milsa Ksiv Ish. Why did it say the word Ish? Lachshar as Azar. So when it comes to the sprinkling of the water, I understand why Azar might be able to do that. He Ish He Isha. Because really, there's man and woman should be equal. And the fact that the Pasuk says Ish excludes Isha, but we would include Azar. Bramhacha, but by the sprinkling of the dam of the paraduma, ksiv kohen. It doesn't say ish, it says kohen there. So he's zar, he isha. So if it says kohen, then the zar and the isha should be equal, excluded. And therefore, and if we're comparing the hazoya of the blood to the shkita, then they both should be excluded. Itamar, shikshir bezar, tukshar beisha. So if a zar is kosher, a woman is kosher. If a woman is pasul, a zar should be pasul. And therefore, we end off as a kasha. As a kasha, this drasha, this hekesh seems to say that a zar would be pasul to the shchita of the paraduma. So it'll be a kasha on, Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Rav Shmuel bar Avi Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan, Mishir, Mishir, Mayachai. That's about the shchita of the paraduma. But now let's get back to our context. Parsha Yom HaKippurim, Sar HaKohen. The shchita of this cow that we're talking about, a Kohen has to do that. Falamalo Amar V'Seir. Why didn't the Rav Shmuel Mayachai also say the goat? V'Seir also. Do Kariyah, it's also a pasuk. V'Shachat, V'Hevi, Mahava, B'Kohen, Shchita, B'Kohen. So why didn't he say Sa'ir? So Gemara says, okay, there's another version out there. There is another version that the par and the sa'ir need to be shechted by a kohen. Interesting, numerous times in Shas, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. There was a lot of, many years between them. Rabbi Yochanan was an early Amora, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was generations earlier. It wasn't like he heard shir from him, but he must have had a mesora through. Amar Rav Chagai, Barishonu Omer Ona Hashem, Ubishtiyahu Omer Ona Bashem. That's the gizzer Rav Chagai had, right? Hashem and Bashem. Tani, Ketzan, Mizvade. How is Vidui done? So what do we have the gersa? Visi Pashati Chatasi. The Omer, that's the order of the sins. The Omer, and also in the pasuk we have that. No, see, Avon, Vafesha, Vachata. That's the order. The Omer, and the pasuk is Vada Allah, it's Kol Avonos, Bnei Yisrael. And you continue the pasuk, it's Kol Pishayhem, Kol Chatosam. Divrei Meir, Meir says that's the order that's in the Mishnah, and that's the order in the Psukim. Vachacham Omerim, no, the Chamin switch the order. Doesn't make sense to have the other order. Why? When you're asking forgiveness, Avonos Elo Azdonos. Avonos are the mazids, the willful averis. Pishayem elu hamaradim, those are the rebellious averis. Chatasim elu ashkagos, those are shkagos. So says the chachamim. May I say the chacham? Meachar shu mizvada lazdonos v'lamaradim, uchozim mizvada lashkagos. After he asks forgiveness for this terrible sins, then he asks forgiveness for the shogeg sins, right? He already got forgiveness for the major, so obviously he's going to get forgiveness for the minor. So that's why the Chachamim switched the order. Like our gear, so that we have. And that's how you look. Well, you're right, you quoted Psukim, but you look at people who are Mizvada. Same order. David Amar, Chatanu Amavoseinu, Evinu, Rashanu. Shlomo Beno Amar, Chatanu, Evinu, Rashanu. Daniel Amar, Chatanu, Avinu, Virshanu, Maranu. So that's the order. That makes sense. You start off with the lesser of Averis and you get to the more extreme. Afu kachaya mizvada chatas avisi pashati lefanecha. Aye. What does this day do with the earlier psukim that were quoted? Mashe Moshe Omer Nose Avon Vafesha Vachata'a. Right? Why do you quote the lesser of Averis later? Viomer Svada Lavas Kalavonos Ben Yisrova Gomer. Ella, it's not asking forgiveness. After you ask for a serious, you ask for less. Ella, mikivachu mizvada alzonas v'almaradim, kilu heishkagos lefanav. Now, after you ask for serious ones, then you mentioned shogeg, Hashem, it's a tefillah. Please treat those mazes as shogegs. Like the Gemara says, that if we do tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'ira, it changes into shogegs. That's the order, what it is meant to be. Okay, we'll stop there. By Asara Pa'amim, we will continue.